Let's bring in the guy who's not wearing a Halloween mask this morning. He has his meteorological hat on. Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And good morning. Yes. Double M, I'm double P.
That's right.
And
you ever thought of that? That's right. Double M and double P.
Yeah. And double P has a miserable cold.
Oh, no.
Started yesterday. Yeah, it really intensified overnight.
And it bothers your sleep, right?
Yeah, I was up at 1:30.
Yeah.
I was up at 1:30 and I started working shortly thereafter.
Well, that's funny because I get up now I get up early because you know what happens when you're 60-some years old and you go to sleep. You have to get up in the middle of the night. I don't know if that happens to you. But now when I get up and it's around, I normally get up around 3:30, but if I get up around 2:30, quarter to 3, instead of trying to go back to bed, I just get up and do work. So while you were working this morning, I was working this morning.
There you go. And, you know, at least I had something to work on because we do have another storm, and this was well advertised. So we have maybe a little sun to begin. Then it will get cloudy. It will get windy. And the wetness could arrive either very late today or early this evening. So most of your day is rain-free. High 50 to 55. Tonight, windy and rainy. Mid-40s. Some of the wind gusts tonight, 35, 40 miles an hour. Periods of rain, windy, 55 to 60 Saturday. Showers around Sunday. Widely scattered, nothing heavy, nothing steady, 60 to 65 for Halloween. And then partly sunny on Monday with highs in the middle 60s. So we're still expecting another inch and a quarter rain out of this system tonight into Saturday.
And, of course, Sunday we'll have some showers for Halloween.
Yeah, but to me, I think the best chance would be early. So for the trick-or-treaters, especially later in the day, you're okay. I think you'll be okay.
All right, there you go. And the temperature for later in the day when they're out there are trying to spook and scare people?
Yeah, it's 60 to 65,
wow.
Which is not bad.
Yeah. No. So actually, Sunday looks pretty good.
Sunday, I mean, it's not a sunny day in any way, shape, or form, but it's not terrible.
It's a good trick. It'll be a good trick-or-treating evening.
Yeah, it should be if anybody goes around in the evening. Now, most of the time, they come early, as you know.
Well, but it's still dark. You know, they come out. They come in between 4:30 and like 6:30 in the evening.
Right. Yeah. Right. I think we said, on our full forecast, we put at the bottom Halloween could be wet.
Well, it's going to be wet right before, and we have showers. So,
So that worked out. But that's it. So now, you know, I'll have to have some chicken soup for lunch, drink plenty of fluids and rest, and hopefully I will be just okay over the weekend. I'm back to Mondays come this week.
Now, and so you're back on Mondays, and now do you make your own chicken soup?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have. I constantly, when I make rotisserie chickens and everything, I do two things. I rotisserie the chicken and I cut it up, and I normally make chicken salad out of it. But then I take all the carcass and I put it in and I reboil it again in the same water. And then I skim off all the fat and, of course, And everybody knows in Jewish, it makes incredible schmaltz. So I take that and I save that and freeze that. And then I take the broth. And what I do with the broth, Pat, is I put it in ice cube cake. Once I strain it, I put it in ice cube containers. And then if ever I want to have chicken broth, I just have to take a couple of those out and put them in a bowl and reheat them.
Very clever.
Yeah. And the schmaltz I use for whenever I cook. If something calls for fat, instead of putting butter in it, I'll put a little spoonful of schmaltz in it.
Mm.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that's what I do. But yeah, there's nothing better than the taste of your own homemade broth. Really, there isn't.
Yeah. So I do have some frozen, so I'll just defrost it, and I'll have that for lunch. That's all.
All right. Well, I hope it doesn't ruin your weekend.
I hope not either. But we'll see. You know, again, like you said, you know, you wind up not sleeping, so that doesn't help.
No, that's you know, and you know, it's funny when you said, you get to the point where you say to yourself, especially like it's 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning, you know, why? And you know what? I'm just going to get up and start on my work.
That's what I said.
Yeah. You just anybody that works the shift that we work, you know, you can't fight it, because if you try to go back to sleep, you're not going to go back to sleep. And then maybe at the last minute, you go back to sleep for like 10 minutes, and then you got to get up, and then you're twice as tired.
Right. Right. Exactly. Exactly. So, I mean, and if anything, tonight and tomorrow will be a good time to sleep, because the weather's going to be dreary. Then it gets a little bit better Sunday. And, of course, it's nice on Monday, you know, when the weekend's over. But we're getting kind of used to that. Next week should be a calmer week. So keep your fingers crossed.
Well, I hope so. Maybe it'll be a transition week.
It's possible. Yeah, very, very possible that it'll be a transition. It's probably going to be cooler, much, much cooler. But it is November, folks. And once November rolls around, it's not that far from Christmas. You know that. It'll be moving very, very quickly. But in the meantime, since we have a couple of minutes, I wanted to tell you my idea about this movie. There was a TV series, and you and I discussed this once before. It only lasted one season. It was called The Cool Kids, K-O-O-L, and it was about seniors in a senior, whatever you call it, recreation area. One of the people in it was, what's her name? Why can't I think of her name? From the Carol Burnett Show.
Oh, I know.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I can't think of her name. But she's in it. The little short guy's in it. I can never remember his name either. But anyhow, so I'm thinking, you know, they would be bored, and they'd always get into trouble no matter what they did. So we would open up with this foundation, and everybody would play themselves. Okay? For instance, Elena would be Elena. Helen would be Helen. Our director, Gary, would be Gary. No new names. They all play themselves. They're all in this area. We'll pick one episode. One of my favorite episodes is when they have to go to a funeral. It's very, very funny. Very funny. So maybe we'll pick that episode. And, of course, they get into some trouble. Next day, they come back. They're discussing it. And the director will suggest that they sit down and make a movie. Who's going to write it? Who's going to direct it? Who's going to star in it? They're all for it. No problem. And it's going to be Super 8.
Super 8.
So they're gonna get it ready with the scripts and everything, and they're gonna bring their cameras down to the train station where they're gonna be doing their first shot. And of course, that's where the train comes in at night, and there's a train wreck, and that's where the whole movie starts. Now, I'm not gonna do the entire movie Super 8. I'm gonna take out the best parts of it and do that. And then of course, when the whole thing has been unfolded and everything is back to normal, you'll see them back in the rec center, and they'll say it was a good idea while it lasted, had no idea it was going to turn into this, but someone will say something like, so what are we going to do next? The end.
Yeah, it was that was a good movie. I enjoyed that movie. It was a fun movie to watch. It was a monster science fiction movie, but the monster didn't turn out to be a bad guy after all.
No,
yeah,
not at
it was
all.
Good. Now, getting back to the Cool Kids, we have a listener that wrote in. That is Stacy Mantel, and that's Carol Lawrence.
That's it, Carol Lawrence.
Now, also in that movie, by the way, because after you talked about it the other day, one of my favorites, Martin Mull's in that movie.
Yes.
David Alan Grier.
That's correct.
Vicki Lawrence and Leslie Jordan. So that's a pretty good cast. It only lasted, they were meant to shoot 22 episodes.
And they shot 22, right.
But they only had it on for 1 year.
Yeah, I know. I just didn't cut it.
Well, it's probably streaming now. I would be
Oh,
willing to bet you.
you could probably get some of that stuff. Yeah, I'm sure. I know I looked at all the episodes, you know, the names and descriptions of all the episodes, and I'm sure I could probably find the episodes that I would like to look at to do. So yeah, it shouldn't be too hard.
All right. Well, Pat, I want you to have a good weekend. Take care of yourself. Get rid
I
of that
will.
cold, knock it out of your body, and we'll speak to you again on Monday.
Monday morning it is. Have a nice weekend, Marshall.
Take care, Pat. You too.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robinhood Radio. Skype off there. Well, that'll bring the first hour to a close. Thank you very much, Daisy, for passing that information along. Our temperature right now is 35 degrees here at 67 Main Street. But like I said, when I got up this morning, it was 33 at my house. And my car, on the front hood, there was ice crystals. And on the roof, there were ice crystals. So we're definitely heading to that area that I don't like, which is wintertime. Heading into Halloween weekend. Well, once again, you can hear Pat Pagano again on Monday morning live, but you can also hear him on demand, robinhoodradio.com. Click on demand. Click on weather with Pat Pagano.